State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Kids who grow up in different places have different opportunities. But then some kids find a way to make their own opportunities. I recently met one kid like that. I met him on a golf course. The tiny white ball arcs against the cold gray sky and lands on a still soggy fairway at Lincoln Golf Club on the northern edge of Muskegon. It's one of those days where spring backtracks. Feels more like winter. Not a great day for golfing. But it doesn't seem to bother this guy.
My name is Devon Kitchen. I go to Muskegon Heights Public School Academy. I'm 17 years old.
And you are the founder of the golf team.
I am the founder of the Muskegon Heights golf team. It was a challenge, but we got here, so.
Kitchen grew up in the Heights. His family goes way back in the town. And it's a place that has more than its share of challenges. Poverty, crime. At the high school, both the football team and basketball team had home games canceled this school year because opposing schools decided it wasn't safe to come into the Heights. Those are the kinds of things you hear about in the news. But meanwhile, there are the stories you don't often hear. Like of the kid whose neighbor challenged him to a game of golf when he was 7 years old. How he lost, but fell in love with the game, and has been striving to get better ever since. And of how that kid went to a high school that didn't have a golf team.
So he decided to start one. First, it was just the idea. It was like, hey, we should get a golf team. Yeah, we'll do. You know how they just brush you off to, yeah, just to please you. They didn't know who I was, apparently, because they must have thought I was just going to leave it at that. No, I went to every board meeting for the next 3 months. I drew a big diagrams of how it can stop the crime rate. I was taking kids off the streets for 6 hours at a time. I was coming with a lot of facts, and to the point where either they got really annoyed or just bought into it and just like, you know what, go for it.
So you just bowled them over.
Basically, I was persistent.
He was persistent in finding a coach. He was persistent in getting clubs donated by the Muskegon Heights Optimist Club, where he's a member. And he was persistent recruiting players for the first team.
We had about six to eight. You know, everybody kind of like dogged it out at first. Like, golf, who wants to play golf? Golf is boring, you know. That comes everywhere you go when you mention golf around people who've never played. So it's like you had to take your lumps and bruises. And the people that came out to play and just like want to try it, they fell in love with it like I did. So they're just like, they're on me every day at school. Hey, when are we going to go out and practice? Can you take me out here? Can you take me here? I just want to go hit balls. I'm like, let's go. I'm always down to golf.
And Kitchen says a couple of those kids bugging him to go out, they had dabbled in some of the things he sees as negative influences in the Heights. Golf, he says, gave them a positive influence, just as he predicted it would. For him, it's created a path to college. He already has a couple scholarship offers, and he's working hard to make it to the state championships in golf this year. Then, see if any other offers come forward.
Get there! Oh, man.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.